This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, I'm wearing two hats. They're both sailor hats today. It's Fleet Week in the city. So, and outside my window, I can see all the naval vessels coming by. And my brother is in the Navy, so I'm trying to send him pictures of the killer ships. I suppose killer ships is perhaps the wrong term. But I have to stay in front of the microphone because they may be killer ships, but Manny will kill me if I'm off mic. So it's not easy doing all this at the same time. But, you know, that's the thing about having a PhD. You can do all these kinds of things. This is the biggest ship I've ever seen. It's, like, huge. I don't even know what it is. My brother identifies them. I send them off to him, and he says, oh, yeah, that's this. And it turns out that the Navy is changing their uniforms. I can tell you this because it's up to date, because my brother told me that they're called Pepper and Salt. The enlisted men have white tops and brown bottoms. I said, or black, dark bottoms. I said, maybe they're just nervous. But he said, no. That, and the officers still wear all white. And they're all, they're, you can see them with my little binoculars. So there we go. All right. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'll just let the, hi, Sailor, new in town. I'll just let the Navy do on its own. All right. 855-993-7569. I actually have some, well, show, I have this kind of cool thing. Somebody, you guys are really good about sending me stuff. And this one absolutely fascinated me, all right? So I'm going to do this before I do anything. Let me tell you the phone number, 855-993-7569. And hopefully I gave it out in the way that you guys can actually understand it, because someone scolded me. I was not to run all the numbers together. I was to do it like a regular phone number. And if you should forget it, all you have to do is go to drjoy.com. In fact, I was working out this morning. Somebody said, which place should I go to? And so I said, well, can we have a listing? Because I can't keep it all in my head all the time. And so I said, you can go to drjoy.com. Oh, yeah, I forgot. All right, so one of my listeners sent me some stuff that's called useful information. This is really cool. I don't know that we can put it on the website because there's so much of it. But let me just tell you, because it's so cool. All right, you know, on the it says you're supposed to use the soda tab to hold your straw. They have a picture of a Coca-Cola can. And you know, when you pull the little tab, the little hole that you grab onto, that's supposed to hold your straw. Did you know that? Are you visualizing this?
Yeah, trying to.
All right, visualize it. Well, I could send this, but then that wouldn't be as much fun. And, you know, you're supposed to use a staple remover to open key rings, not destroy your nails trying to do that. And they've actually got a picture of this. Maybe I'll send it along and see if there's a way we can put it on the website, because they're really kind of cool pictures. You're supposed to spread the edges of your ketchup cup for easier access, so when you dip your french fries into it, you don't get it all over everything. This is one of the coolest ones. You're supposed to store peanut butter upside down so that the oils distribute evenly. Did you know that?
I did not know that either.
I also know you're not supposed to put peanut butter in the refrigerator. It'll be fine. Just in the cabinet, unless
that,
it's 4 years
I
old.
Did know. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And hot
all right,
sauce.
Well, I did too.
Too.
And what? Hot sauce?
Hot sauce, yeah. Well, because of all the peppers, I mean, it doesn't.
It's a good point.
Yeah, the peppers basically prevent it from needing to be refrigerated, basically.
Did you also know that, that eating hot peppers is a good cure for hemorrhoids?
Really?
I know, you're thinking wrong end, but no, actually, it's because, sorry, it's a vasodilator. Sorry. It's going to be one of those days, isn't it? We're too close to a full moon. Okay. You're supposed to push in the tabs on either end of the aluminum foil box to prevent the roll from coming out. That makes some sense, right?
Yeah.
Because if you push them in, then they lock inside the tube.
Sure.
So these are really good suggestions. And apparently these are all designed to do this. We just don't know about it. You're supposed to fold a Greek yogurt container in half to pour out the topping. That makes some sense. That one's not as clear to me, though. That one's a little harder to visualize. All right, here's one that I actually learned from watching a cooking show. You're supposed to use the hole in the pot handle to hold your spoon. That makes a lot of sense. Did you ever wonder why there's... See, I just assumed the hole in the pot handle was to hang them up if you were going to hang them on the wall. How many of us hang pots on the wall unless they're copper, right? Or we have a huge kitchen. But it'll hold your spoon, and it's just long enough so that whatever's on your spoon will drip into the pan. These are really helpful. All right, this one is probably the best. You're supposed to use a paper clip to pop the reset button on the ink cartridge when the computer says you're out of ink. It's like an extra amount for emergency printing. Did you even know there was a reset button on your cartridge?
Mm-mm.
I didn't either. Mm. And it shows you just underneath that little plastic tab where all the little things are, it shows there's just a little reset button, which means those things are so expensive. Anyway, you're supposed to pull the tabs on the juice box out so your kids can hold on to them and keep the juice from spilling. Makes sense. Mm. Here's a good one. Apparently, there are two kinds of plungers. There's a flange plunger and a cup plunger. You're supposed to use the flange for your toilet and the cup plunger for your sink. But we use the cup for both, right? The little red one that just looks like a plunger. The flange actually has a little flange that comes out, a little nose that comes out. That's what you're supposed to use for your toilet, which, of course, none of us do. You're supposed to lay a wooden spoon over the top of your pots to prevent spillover when things boil. The wooden spoon can take more heat than its plastic counterpart, and it pops the steam bubbles. Manny, you're a cook. You need to know that. You're supposed to use your Chinese takeout container as a plate. Isn't that cool? That you just take the sides off, you know, the little metal thing, and just spread it out, and it becomes a plate. Good idea, huh?
Sure.
You're supposed to use only a dab of toothpaste, and you're not supposed to rinse after you brush. But I rinse. But I don't run the water anymore because it uses too much water. So those are pretty cool. Shall I send these to you and see if there's a way to put them on the website? It's probably too big to put on the website, but I'll send it to you anyway.
We could probably certainly get it on Facebook for sure.
Okay, let's do that. All right, so I'll send, because they're so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the pictures are very good. As opposed to my explanations, which are not terrible, but, you know, the picture is worth a thousand of Joy's little babblings. All right, so we'll send it off. But I just thought, and the most important as far as I was concerned was the reset. Because it's always saying that you're out of ink. And apparently it's like your gas thing, that there's always a little bit more in the tank. So there you go. Alrighty, 8:45. And you guys think you never learn anything from here. You never learned it was Fleet Week. You learned about the change of the naval uniforms, and you learned about all that kind of stuff that you desperately needed to know, and that there were two kinds of plungers. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. It's National Wine Day. It's the kind you drink, not the Wendy Winer. Or it could be both. It could be, can I have a glass of red, please, but chill it? That would be National Wine Day.
Whining about Wine Day.
It's a National Tap Dance Day. I want to learn to tap dance. I mean, I can do a poor imitation of it. It's really good exercise, and it's noisy. So how cool is that? It's National Brown Bag Day, National Senior Health Day. So all sorts of cool days. I maybe one of the reasons I'm wired is that I think I told you about the situation where somebody fell in a screening I was in, and I had to deal with her for like an hour and a half. And I knew sooner, you know, it's like no good deed goes unpunished. And I knew sooner or later they're going to track me down. And they did. But it turns out that I'm saved because while I dealt with her for an hour and a half, I didn't actually see the actual event because I was sitting in the back row and the lights were off. I just was there about 15 seconds after it happened. But not seeing it means I don't have to testify. What can I tell you? And I could explain what happened and sort of recreate it backwards, but I think they want an eyewitness testimony. And I said, you're going to have a hard time doing it because, first of all, everybody was looking at the screen. Second of all, the lights were off. And third of all, the place that would most easily be able to see it is behind a pillar. So everybody may be saved. Can you say lawsuit? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, we were talking earlier this week about birth control and things of that sort, and I'm just passing this along for you because somebody passed it along to me, that Apple has a new app. I think it may be free. Let's see if I can find the information about it. It's called Spot On. Here, let's see if I can find it. It's for women and men as well. If you're in a committed relationship, where it tracks your periods, so you can kind of keep track of things, which seems like a very good idea. And it does it on your phone and kind of. So it's apparently one of their favorite, one of Apple's favorite apps. And where we've got birth control being a major issue all over the world, but certainly in this country, of being able to sort of in an easy way. If I were a man and I were in a committed relationship and I didn't want to have children, I'd certainly want to keep track of what was going on. So it's called Spot On, and I believe it's free. But you can check it out at Apple. And I just thought I would pass that along. Because I think for a lot of women, and presumably for a lot of men, it could be a very useful, practical, helpful, technologically sophisticated way of just being a little bit more careful about one's fertility. Although, let me pass along one thing, which I discovered quite accidentally, not personally, but professionally. And England had actually done the study on it. Is that women for a long time, I mean, the rhythm method has been a time-honored, and one of the jokes is, you know, what you call people who practice the rhythm method, and the answer is parents. It's not very reliable for the reasons that women usually don't know exactly what their cycle is. But it turns out, if you've never had sex, that you're much more likely to get pregnant the first time you have sex, regardless of where you are in your cycle, which is kind of an alarming thing. And something that everybody should be aware of. Mothers should tell their daughters. Mothers should tell their sons. That men should know, women should know. So using effective contraceptive. And that's even aside from all the issues about sexually transmitted diseases. So if you're old enough to be sexual, you're old enough to be responsible. All right. That had nothing to do with anything. Although, on this day in history, Oscar Wilde was convicted of committing acts of gross indecency with other male persons and sentenced to serve 2 years in prison. 1895. I remember reading about that. And it's actually an interesting day for all sorts of, legal reasons. On this day in 1925, the Scopes trial... John T. Scopes was indicted for teaching Darwin's theory of evolution in Tennessee, and what most people don't know is he was actually convicted. In 1953, at the Nevada test site, the United States conducts its first and only, this will give you pause, nuclear artillery test. Yikes! Nuclear artillery. Not bombs, artillery. I know. These are things that I didn't know about, which we probably slept better not knowing about, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Nuclear artillery. All right, on this day in 1953, the first public television station in the United States officially began broadcasting as KUHT from the campus of the University of Houston, which is right across the street from Rice. Doo-doo-doo. I didn't know that. First public TV station. I would have assumed it was like in Boston, wouldn't you? Or San Francisco, something like that.
Yeah.
Houston is not exactly a hotbed of liberalism, but pretty interesting. The joke was when I was at Rice that 99% of the women in Houston were beautiful and the other 1% went to Rice. It was really nice, right? Not charming. In 1961, JFK announced before Congress that he was going to initiate a project to put a man on the moon before the end of the decade. Do you know why he did that? You're too young.
I don't.
Because the Russians put Sputnik up, and we decided we were losing, he decided, the whole country decided, we were losing the race to space. So he said, we need to do before the end of the decade, which we did. It's really one of the great examples of kind of America waking up from a sleep, because before then we had not done particularly well in math and science on standardized tests when compared with the rest of the world. And Kennedy had the charisma to be able to say, to commit that kind of resource to something that in the long run people are still questioning the race to space. What practical value did it have? But we didn't ask about practicality then. He was good at convincing us to dream. Even though he got us in Vietnam. But in 1968, the Gateway Arch in St. Louis was dedicated. Did you realize it was that recent?
That's what only year was it?
1968. I thought it was there a lot longer than that, didn't you? And that's less than 50 years.
Yeah, I knew it was sometime in the 60s, but I wouldn't have guessed that it was that late.
That late?
In the 60s. Yeah.
I would have guessed 63 somehow.
63 or 64 or something.
Yeah, I would have guessed the late 20s, early 30s, so I'd be completely wrong. You were much closer than I was. I guess I just don't know that much about St. Louis. Sorry, St. Louis. In 1977, on this very day, Star Wars was released. Do you watch Star Wars?
Are
you a Trekkie?
I'm more of a Star Trek person, but I did. Yeah, I mean, I've seen all the Star Wars movies except the one that just came out this year. Or was it last year when it came? No, it was this year, right?
I think it hasn't come out yet.
Was the one that just came out. I think it was earlier this year, right? The latest Star Wars movie that came out.
I don't know. I'm so confused about all the movies. X-Men, I think, comes out this week.
I'm looking.
So and it's good. I've seen it. In fact, I'll review it, I guess, tomorrow. So that we've had X-Men, we've had Star Wars, we've had Captain America, we've had the Avengers. It's The Force Awakens. Right, of course it did.
Yeah.
The first one came out on this day in 1977.
Mm-hmm. I just couldn't remember if the latest one came out either late last.
No, I think it came out because I remember seeing a parade with, let's see, say when it came out.
I'm losing track of my
2015.
So it
maybe
must have been
it did.
December
7, yeah. Maybe that's why I didn't remember. It came out, as far as I'm concerned, last year. Now playing, let's see when it says it came out. It doesn't actually say. But they said it's not going to Netflix. Yeah, it's 2015. That's why it didn't seem reasonable. I mean, we're already 6 months
December
into the year.
December 18th.
That's right. That's the one with Harrison Ford looking good and Princess Leia looking a little soft-ig. Which isn't very fair. Men do age better than women. On this day, sadly, Eaton Patz was 6 years old, disappeared from the streets 2 blocks from his home in New York City, prompting an international search for the child and causing Ronald Reagan to designate this day as National Missing Children's Day. And this day, in 86, Hands Across America. 2011, Oprah aired her last show today, ending her 25-year run of the Oprah Winfrey Show, of which I participated, not in the last show, but in about 12 of them. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. Well, there are a whole bunch of economic stories that are making the news today. A former McDonald's CEO says that it's easier and cheaper to buy a $35,000 robot than hiring somebody at $15 an hour. I think that's political blackmail.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
I mean, it's the old joke. I remember this joke from about 15 years ago when supposedly you're on an airplane and there's a voice from the cockpit that says, hello, this is the first automated plane flight ever. I'm your pilot speaking, and we want you to be very relaxed because nothing can go wrong, go wrong, go wrong, go wrong. That joke was circulated by the pilots union, I'm convinced. And this one seems to me to be sort of saying, okay, you want to pay people a reasonable wage? You know, we're just going to get robots in. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what that is. But
yeah.
Microsoft is going to end smartphone manufacturing, the Nokias that came out of Finland, which I didn't know. They're going to stop doing that because they only have less than half of 1%, or a little more, it's about 3/4 of 1% of the market. So they decided, okay, that's not going to work very much anymore. They're now saying, this is something as I talked about over the weekend, as I said at the conference, of my perspective of having been on the air and watching the changes in America, that when I started on the air, that everybody worried about heroin and cocaine and methamphetamines, but the major drugs of abuse now and responsible for about 35,000 deaths in the last year are prescription drugs.
Mm.
So apparently that there is that Florida is the prescription capital of the of America.
Mm.
And he said, okay, they cut down on my drugs, Oxycontin, so I turned to heroin. And that seems to me another example of political blackmail.
Yeah,
give me the pills I want or I'll use another drug. I mean,
yeah, geez.
That millennials living with parents is the most common arrangement. We actually did that story. It's more common than any other way of living together, and it's the first time since they've been keeping track of what they call the modern era, whatever that means, probably the last 100 years. And we actually put that up on Facebook, so asking what age you are and what are your living arrangements. I mean, the idea of living with my parents, only my mom is alive, but the idea at one point, there was something going on in my life, and my mother said, honey, come home. And I said, Mom, I am home. The idea of going and living with my parents, and my love, makes me break out in hives to even think about it. So there you go. Here's another sort of cautionary tale. These are all cautionary tales. These all seem to me to be blackmail on some level. Baby boomers will become sicker seniors than earlier generations, will have more diabetes and obesity as they age. Well, first of all, there are more of us than there have ever been. Except it turns out that there are more millennials now than there are baby boomers by about 1%. Do you know that? There are actually more of them. I didn't either. I saw a graph, and it shows that we are, I think, 25 or 20, something like that, right around 25% of the total population, which is a lot. And millennials are like 26%, right, neck and neck. So, their seasonal allergies are affecting more than 50 million people. And we know that allergies are learned responses. Most people are not born with allergies because you have to have a loading dose. Allergy is a response to foreign matter. So you have to be exposed to it before you can actually develop an allergy. There are very few, there are kids, for example, who are born with allergies because something in utero, they were allergic to something in utero, but it's pretty unusual. It's something we develop, and the older we get, the more likely it is that that we're going to develop those kind of things. And it turns out, in case you wondered where the worst place in South Texas is for allergies, I know you were sitting around asking yourself that, it's Corpus Christi. I don't know how they come up with these things. Allergies, as I said, are body's reaction to a substance it views as a harmful invader. That's why you get all the response. You get the runny nose. It's all that stuff is your white blood cells saying, uh-oh, foreign. So, in theory, pollen won't bother you except your body's saying, oh, no, this is foreign. I don't want it here. So they went through a very long explanation of what I just told you. And you have allergies, right?
Oh, yes.
Boy, do you get the shot? Do you get the shot?
No, I usually just take like allergy, you know, medication, like, you know, Allivert I try to stay away from Benadryl because Benadryl will just
makes you sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about
Claritin? You don't like Claritin?
I'll use Claritin on occasion, but Allivert usually helps quite a bit. I'm seemingly allergic to everything.
That's the problem is once you get allergic to something, you're much more prone to be allergic to other stuff as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
so,
peanut allergy is obviously, we've talked about that. It's well documented within me, but then it's just, like just about every possible tree on the planet I'm seemingly allergic to.
Well, it turns out New York City is one of the few places in New York State where there's you can actually have hay fever, but clever of me to pick it. They're saying one in every six Americans suffers from some kind of allergy. That's a lot. Think about it. That's a public one in six.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And they're saying that you should get a skin test. And for some people, allergies really can be life-threatening. And you have asthma as well, right?
Right, yeah. And allergies will affect my asthma quite a bit.
Sure,
if I
have
an allergic reaction to some sort of pollen that comes off of a tree or that blows off of a bush or something, it's going to trigger my asthma pretty good. So that's why that's why the spring and the fall are like the worst times of the year for my asthma. Because
do you take medication prophylactically? Do you take it before you come up with the symptoms, or do you wait for the symptoms?
You mean for like my allergies or my asthma?
Well, I mean to control your allergies so you don't have to worry about the asthma as much.
Yeah,
I assume you use a bronchodilator for your asthma.
Yeah, well, yeah, the asthma is that, but. Yeah, I usually take, like, Allivert or something in the morning. You know,
every day?
Right. Yeah, every day. I mean, you're only supposed to take, you know, they're the little dissolving tablets, so you're only supposed to take one every 24 hours. So
yeah.
I just usually get up and after
just
I shower,
pop it, huh?
Shower and brush my teeth, and I'll, you know, take an Allivert, and I'm usually pretty good for the entire day. So.
And don't rinse your teeth after you brush.
Well, that I now know.
Now you now know. All right, and one more piece of information that actually nobody necessarily wants, but I'm passing it along anyway because I want you guys to be informed because you never know when you'll need it. There's a new study that says squid, octopus, and cuttlefish are on the rise in the world's ocean. They're called cephalopods, the weeds of the sea.
Mm.
Other fish are declining. But for the last 60 years, all the cephalopods have been taking over. They grow rapidly. They have flexible development, short lifespans that allow them to be more flexible and survivable in evolutionary terms. They're better able to handle sudden shocks in the environment, such as the warming of the ocean. The research was prompted by the decline of the cephalopod called the giant Australian cuttlefish. They found that not only was this species making a big comeback, but other cephalopods as well. This is bad news that conditions are getting worse for the vast majority of sea life. They're ecologically and commercially important group of invertebrates that are highly sensitive to changes in the environment. My kid is a marine biologist, so she can tell me this. I'll send her this. She probably already knows. We're investigating what may cause them to proliferate, warming, overfishing. We got to answer the question, so there we go. And they're ugly. That's why I don't like them. I am prejudiced against ugly fish.
That's one reason to dislike them, right?
Yeah, no, I don't like they're really ugly. Yeah, they're not pretty. You know, I don't like the way they look. We're not good.
They are kind of just slimy,
icky,
sort of. Yeah,
icky
tentacles and all that other stuff.
Yeah, and those big old eyes and you can and then they grab stuff and eat it and icky.
I wonder if they're eating a lot of like fish too. If
that well, that's the question because they're to a certain extent. Although I think most, I think an octopus. I don't know. Is it an omnivore? I don't know. We could find out. See, we could. This is one of the things. They're no longer barbets because what do octopi eat? Oh, what do cephalopods? Stay tuned. I'll tell you when we come back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream. Bee Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. Bee Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but Bee Spa can be used anywhere on the body.
I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm here. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I enjoy your show, and I thought I'd give you a call. I have an elderly father that was just put into a nursing home, and he's having troubles with his finances and pretty much just in living general. And my younger sister is taking advantage of him by trying to get every little drop of money out of him she can.
What if he doesn't have any?
Well, he doesn't know how to deal with his money. He has a lot of money. And she's taken this position that, you know, that she's been so depressed as a child, so many bad things happened to her, that it's up to my dad to take care of her the rest of her life.
Tom, how old are you?
I'm 49.
How old's your father?
My father's 82.
How old is your sister?
She's 46.
Okay, are there just the two of you children?
No, I have an older sister and a few other siblings, but they're not in the family. They're not involved.
What do you mean they're not in the family?
Well, they don't get involved. They've taken things from my father and just ignored them. They've taken things and expected them to be theirs and not asking for them and not returning them. And
is your father, I mean, he's elderly, but is
yes.
he's incoherent?
Yes, he is. He's alert and coherent. And
No, is he coherent or incoherent?
No, he is coherent.
So he knows what's going on.
He knows what's going on. But see, my sister takes advantage of
them. But Tom, let's focus on the fact that your father is not, it's not that she's stealing from him, it's that he may be manipulated by her.
Right.
But it is his child, it is his money,
right.
And it is his emotions. So, I mean,
right.
You can say to him, look, you don't give it to her, but he's going to do exactly what he wants to do.
Right.
Now, I think the concern is not so much now, because he's basically doing what he wants to do.
Right.
But in the long run, you're saying he has a lot of money.
He has quite a bit of income that comes in every month.
Do you know how much your dad is worth at this moment?
Probably around $300,000.
That's how much he's worth.
Yes.
All right. So is the nursing home that he's in, he's allowed to keep his money?
He's allowed to keep his money because everything is paid through his insurance and his retirement.
Okay. So the issue is not your dad running out of money. It doesn't sound like.
No, that's not.
So what is the issue?
The money is, I feel that my sister's being disrespectful.
Well, but Tom, isn't that up to your father, not up to you?
It is, but I think that she's manipulating him.
Well, but isn't that, again, up to him, not up to you? I mean, because, Tom, if you go to your father, which I suspect you already have, and say, she's cheating you, he's going to say,
I haven't.
Okay, well, I wouldn't. Because, first of all, I don't think it's going to work. Who is the executive of your father's will?
My oldest sister.
Okay. So, presumably, there's a will.
Right.
And so that, I mean, how, what kind of, is your sister getting money from your dad?
Well, my sister just got a brand new car from my dad. She said she needed a car. She couldn't get to and from work, so he bought her a brand new car. Then she said.
Okay, how much is the car worth?
That was over $14,000.
Okay. Has your father, how many children does he have total?
Six.
Okay. Has he got you anything?
He gives us money at Christmas and on our birthday.
Okay. So,
and I appreciate it, you know, and I always tell him, thank you, Dad, but if you can't afford it, don't do it.
Well, but it sounds like he can afford it.
He can afford it.
So, Tom, if we got the situation, I mean, you may think your sister is kind of a little snot, and she may be, but it doesn't sound to me that your dad's at the poorhouse. He has
right.
enough money.
Right.
He can do with it as he wishes, and maybe, believe it or not, this is his way of controlling, that she may be manipulating him, but he may also feel that she'll spend more time with him or that, you know, she'll come. I mean, who knows what their deal is, but he's not incompetent.
Right.
And I think it's going to come off as sibling rivalry if you go to him and say, don't give her any money.
Right. I haven't.
Yeah, I don't think it's very profitable.
I've gone to my older sister, who's the executor of the will and power of attorney, and we both discussed it, and we both feel that it's inappropriate what she's doing.
But still, that power of attorney, it sounds like your dad pays his own bills, yes?
Well, he's not now. He's not now. He could if he wanted to, but he's not.
So who he gave the power
he
to?
He gave the power attorney to my oldest sister.
All right, so she pays the bills.
And when she got into his checkbook, she found out all the money that was being given out to my sister and her boyfriend.
Okay, but so presumably, did she go to your father and say, hey, listen, is this what you want to be doing?
No, she doesn't want to do that.
Well, she can do that. She doesn't have to say, I mean, because he's writing the checks, right?
Right, he is.
So it's not like he doesn't know it.
Right. We're just concerned that he's going to run out of money.
Well, but Tom, your sister is I mean your big sister is paying attention.
Right.
It sounds like
right.
your father's day-to-day needs. It sounds like even if he bought her a car every year, he's not going to run out of money.
Okay.
It may also be that certainly if he were my dad, well, I'm trying to think. One of the things that I might do if I were your sister, and maybe you can do it, is to say to your dad, Dad, listen, let's make sure that you have enough money so that if you live to be 120, you have enough money to take care of yourself, so you don't have to worry about it. And then do whatever you want with your money. You can give it to the grandchildren. You can give it to the kids. You can. They're a living trust, so that your dad gets some pleasure out of it.
Exactly.
Because Tom, he's got $300,000. He's 84. He's living
in
a place.
That's in all the property. His property.
Well, but the point is that he may get more pleasure out of buying your creepy little sister a car than he does, you know, getting a stock certificate.
But I guess what I'm saying is it hurts me because...
Tom, it shouldn't hurt you at all. I think it has nothing to do with you.
But I realize it doesn't have anything to do with me. But it's between him and her.
Correct.
But I can see that he's looking for love, and he's not getting it through her just by...
Tom, he's 84 years old. He's not going to listen to you tell him how to find love.
Okay. All right.
He's really not. And you're going to come off the bad guy on this.
Right.
I mean, do I think she's being a little creepy? Yeah. Do most families have a little creepy person who's ripping somebody off for money? Yeah. Does it do any good for somebody else to go to it? No, because the ripped off parent knows it.
Right.
And it's their deal. Their deal is this kid will spend more time with me. This kid will take me riding in the car. This kid will tell me how much they love me. I mean, do I think it's a particularly good deal? No. But, I mean, I don't rip other people off for money either. I just think this is one of those ones you're probably going to have to let go of.
Right, and I do agree with you, and I would never bring it up to him, but it just hurts me to see him hurt like that.
Well, but he's not hurt. I think that's the point, that you may feel jealous about it. There may be some competition here, but he's not hurt by it. This is the deal he's making. Don't assume he's stupid. He may be old, but it doesn't mean he's stupid. Yeah, and we need to also make sure that we don't project our feelings on somebody else. The idea of, well, if somebody was feeling that the only way that I would love them is if I pay their bills or buy them stuff. But, I mean, look, he's your dad. He's the one who raised you, and he may not be quite as good at short-term memory as he was, but he's not stupid. And people make all sorts of deals that... The bribery is, to a certain extent, the way the world goes around. And it's not necessarily, in our society, we view it as sort of nefarious. But when you say to a kid, look, if you go to bed, I'll read you a story. Or if you get your homework done, I'll give you a cookie. So that bribery is the age-old way of sort of getting someone to do what we want them to do. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.